Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tweet at us or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
At the risk of sounding creepy, Petey, I saw the best ass in the history of asses yesterday.
Interesting.
I would put it up against the best ass in the history of asses.
I'd like to see that.
I would always like to see the best ass in history.
The history of asses. Now, not what black guys think is a good ass. What we think is good ass. So, a white guy. White guy history.
So, was it a white guy ass?
Or? No. It was a white chick.
Okay. White chick.
Yeah.
You got no evidence of this.
Oh, I couldn't have took a picture. That'd been creepier.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this was just out in public.
Sure. Totally in public.
Oh, nice.
No, it wasn't on the phone. It was in public.
Oh.
Well, that's exciting. It wasn't porn.
It was a live ass.
A live ass.
Yeah.
And she was of age because she was serving beer.
All right.
Encased in yoga pants.
You got to be 19 to serve beer, right? I think you do now.
I believe so, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. My dad noticed it, too. So he's only 85. So if you're young, that doesn't go away.
Good.
Great asses don't go away at any age. I was much older than this woman, obviously, and dad was a lot older than this woman. And he said, "Did you see that?" I said, "What do you think I've been looking at?"
To tell her she looked nice.
I'm not going to say anything about where I was if somebody recognized me.
Oh, so that's fine with him. But when he goes to the bunny ranch and it's Mike. I got grandkids that age.
He just was admiring.
He's just
ass.
Looking.
He wasn't having sex with it. You know. Yeah, you're right.
Right. He wasn't dating that ass.
Well, he wasn't dating the ones at the bunny ranch either.
He liked one of them a lot.
You could kind of call that a date.
Yeah. It was a short term date.
Sure, whatever. It's a date. They went out to dinner.
He'll come in Friday morning. You can ask him about the ass we saw. I'm risking a lot by saying that because it's a place I might go back.
Did they know you were there?
I don't think she knew who I was, but I'm sure I recognize a couple people in the crowd that liked the show. Yeah, so that's all I'm going to say about that.
Didn't make a big fuss.
Because I don't want to sound creepy.
Too late.
That ship sailed about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Well, not to most people, but if she happened to be listening,
I'm sure she
would say, "Oh yeah, ooh, hey, that guy's creepy." Listen,
yeah, no, that's how she gets tips. She wasn't. She was not my waitress.
Well, that makes it fine.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, that makes it a lot less.
Just wanted to share it, man. I'm telling you, it had to be the best ass I've ever seen.
Exciting.
And we've all seen a lot of ass.
Smelling it this morning.
Not that kind of ass. Not hairy old man ass.
It is musty in there.
Yeah, Craig and I are having a
battle. Kind of was.
We're having a Fort Sumter battle.
It smelled
battle
like
here,
patchouli
right?
And like
ass.
An ass, really.
We really don't know where
patchouli came from because I put no deodorant on. I had deodorant on. I'm no cologne.
That might be beard oil.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't put
not mine.
Coming off of your face.
No, I didn't do. I don't do beard oil in the morning usually. I don't have time to groom that much.
Yeah.
I put deodorant on in the morning. Yeah,
I didn't put any beard oil on today either.
So I don't know where patchouli came from because Craig and I are just flat out ass today.
We are patchouli.
Yesterday,
I would say puss smelled like the Everglades, but that would be an insult to the Everglades.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I was
a little ripe yesterday.
Yeah. I had some chili last night. What about you, Craig? Why are you lighting the place up?
I have no earthly idea.
Because you started this battle.
I did.
And I responded.
Shot
across the bow, I'm firing back. Today, I can fire back today. And I will.
Now, I don't seem to have any ammunition today.
Good for you. How about you, Petey? You clean today?
Yeah, I feel some bubbling. So, heads up. And I've already showered, so... It'll come out nice and fresh for you.
Yesterday, I think I told Puss off the air, and we share too much on this show. And I think about that later on when I'm out and about in public. And I think I shared too much. I left the house yesterday, and I threw a tester out in the garage, and I failed the tester.
Oh.
So I had to go back in the house, And, you know, you can open the door in a certain way and turn the alarm off and everything before you go back in. And basically.
And then I went out and I saw a chick with a nice ass.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad I failed the tester in the garage.
Absolutely.
That's because I failed testers here before over the past year.
2 minutes later, and it's a mess.
I'm sitting there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sitting in the tester the whole way here.
Yeah, you don't want to fail the tester on the way to work.
No, I was so happy I failed the tester.
No, that's a detail.
Yeah. Well, I'm also sitting here for 4 hours in the tester, and that's not good.
You should throw a spare pair of whitey tighties here, man, in case.
They're blacky tighties.
We probably all should keep a spare set of clothes, just top to bottom. You never know.
Well, that's what Petey's for. He's the fail-safe plan.
Yeah.
Bring
a pair of underwear in for us. No, I would just go bareback.
You just have to sit there for a couple hours.
The problem is sometimes testers go right.
Petey bought some yoga pants.
Sometimes failed testers go right through to the jeans, and that's pretty brutal.
Ew. That's when you got to call Petey.
And you got to pull your T-shirt out and hang it over your butt.
I've actually been asked that question before.
What?
Hey, by you?
Oh, I know.
Hey,
can you see the?
Can you see anything on my jeans?
Yeah. Just being real, man.
Oh, do you got an extra pair of yoga pants?
No. And I think my response was, you might want to walk out of here with your bag kind of pushed around to the back.
I failed a tester a couple months back, I think.
We were just lamenting. you might want to, put your shirt around, tie your shirt around your waist.
I borrowed yoga pants from Push before, and he said, "You want to put those on?" I said, "Nope." And I just left with them.
He used
took
them
a
for
big old
scarf.
It was weird. A scarf.
Here you go.
I used them for a scarf.
They're so soft.
Put on this sarong. A few minutes ago, you people were lamenting the lack of hits in the Deadpool.
Yeah.
Do you have an alert?
No, we have better than that.
You have a hit?
We have a hit.
Oh, my God.
In the Deadpool.
Yeah, but just the one, right?
Hmm? This isn't one where 300 people.
Doesn't matter. It's a hit. Who is it?
Faye McKenzie.
How do we know that name?
You don't know her.
I am not familiar. But why is she famous?
Well, because she was famous.
Okay, that's fine.
She was a longtime co-star of Gene Autry.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
She appeared in 5 Westerns with him. She also appeared in several Blake Edwards films.
She had to be 100.
Like Trail of the Pink Panther and Breakfast at Tiffany's. She was also in Reefer Madness.
She had to be really old.
Do you consider 101 really old?
I do.
Then you're right.
I do.
It has not yet been scored. We've got Len Dog working on this.
Where is she in Reefer Madness? Is she the girl sitting on the piano watching the guy go nuts? Or, I mean, there's a bunch of great video from Reefer Madness.
I did not know there was anyone alive who had starred in Reefer Madness. Yeah, nor
I. She's 101.
And were the actors in Reefer Madness aware of what a mockery they would make of that film later?
They didn't care.
Or did they know?
No,
were they well aware?
They might just get, a paycheck's a paycheck.
Yeah, they didn't care.
Yeah.
So she has passed away, and 9 people had her.
Oh, so more than just a couple.
Yeah. 9 people had her. They include Alexa, order dildos.
All right.
It's back.
Yep. Brazo gets a hit. Carnival personnel. Christie's goose poop slip trip.
Ooh.
Die, my darling. That's a hit.
That's Todd's wife's first name.
Oh,
that was a story.
No,
what was the story?
It happened in Alaska.
She stepped on goose poop.
Got it. Yeah,
stepped on goose poop.
I thought it sounded familiar.
Slid along the dock and right into the lake.
It's pretty literal.
She'll be happy with it.
The name really describes the whole thing.
Trip. Yeah, it worked.
She'll be proud.
Was the one after that you mentioned?
She's a Deadpool name.
Proud.
Proud. Proud. Proud. Die, my darling, gets a hit.
That guy scares me.
Yeah,
whoever that is, I don't want to meet that guy.
That guy's been around for a while.
I know he has.
Like since the inception.
I know.
So is James Doohan's finger.
Yep. Been around forever.
Yeah, he gets a hit. I can't say the next one. Todd's butter knife gets a hit. And what egg hunt gets a hit? I
don't know what that would mean if I said it more quickly, but it sounds like something I could get in trouble for.
Yeah, the word hunt is always said.
Yeah.
That's it, probably.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
That's a total red flag, says Mike.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it quick. But what was one you can't say just because it's just dirty?
Oh, it has to do, you know, it's a play on words.
Got it.
That, you know, that there has to do with, you know, something, some sort of wreck that is happening on a planet.
Your rectum.
There.
Uranus.
Yeah.
Got it.
So they got a hit.
Your rectum Uranus, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so a
fan and change of, the leaderboard.
A fan of the South. Well, it hasn't been scored yet.
Got it. All right.
Fan of the South. Oh, Dixie. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
I thought you said that name before.
Dixie had a hit. Oh, yeah. I got it.
Yeah, Dixie had a hit recently, I think.
Yeah, I don't think we use that one.
Okay. I don't think we did either, actually.
Yeah.
But congratulations to Christie's Goose Poop Slip Trip. It's tough to say, man.
It's not easy.
I'm surprised I got it right.
Yeah, especially not looking at it.
I know, exactly. That guy's digging into interesting name. We had a guy earlier that emailed us, and his Deadpool name is Romantic Gangbang, which is possible, I guess.
Absolutely.
As long as it's consensual, sure. It can be romantic.
Right. As long as you all love each other.
It's all in how you go about it.
Kiss me, kiss me.
That's right. Thanks, boss. Y'all watch Game of Thrones.
Kiss me, but not for more than...
You don't, do you?
But I know this character, and I know she got naked, and I know why people are freaking out.
You know Maisie Williams.
Yes. I watched the first three Arya, seasons.
And I don't know that I'm saying her character's name correctly. Arya?
That sounds right.
Stark?
That's it. She's Stark, yeah. I know enough about her character because the first three seasons, she's a little 12-year-old girl running around, basically.
Well, maybe not the first three.
Well, whatever. She plays at
She started at 11 on the show.
And what happened this
season? She is now 22.
And
she had a nude scene.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, I think we heard that.
And nerds everywhere are just chubbing up and freaking out.
We had an email.
Because they saw a girl at 12 now have a nude scene.
From a guy who was about her age. You know, he was freaking out.
Oh, really?
Too.
They,
you know,
oh.
Yeah.
I think grown men are freaking out, too.
Like Sunday night into Monday, like the entire internet was freaking out.
Right, exactly.
Over it.
And we looked at a nude scene on Mr. Skin, and she's grown into a fine-looking woman.
What's the actress's name?
Maisie, M-A-I-S-I-E, Williams, spelled the accepted way.
I love that the guy that wrote those books, H.H. Martin, the guy that... says we had this guy's name.
Oh, she's one on
George R.R.
Yeah, yeah.
She had the cover of Rolling Stone.
He also produced the Beatles, right? Yeah, same dude.
I don't know. I don't know if she was one of the ones on that.
Yeah, there's
cover.
Two of them. There's two on the cover. She's one of them. Yes. Yeah. And he said, you know what? She was 12 then. Let's get her naked. At 22, though.
Yeah, we'll wait.
We'll wait. It's like chorus.
Yeah,
we'll wait. Oh, you're 11 on the show? Okay, this is going to last about 10 years. Isn't that part just kind of creepy, you think? The guy that developed the show?
Well, I
don't
know.
Let's get her naked now.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't watch the show.
Yeah.
I don't follow it.
It's nerd creepy.
She's 22.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you on that. It's fine.
But he's right. The guy, you know, mapping out the storylines for his final season has probably known her since she was 11.
Yes.
And at some point, he had to go, yep, time for her to get naked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Yeah. I think it is. I mean, I don't really question it because it's she is of age. She can do what she wants. But I think that guy.
Alyssa Milano, I knew you were going to be hot when you were 9.
The trouble is, though, or maybe not the trouble. Every woman that you've ever seen naked
has been 9.
Was 11.
Exactly.
Yeah, but we didn't know them then.
Right. I believe you. I use that story all the
time. Some of them.
When it comes to my wife, explain to everybody, I didn't know her when she was 12.
Yeah.
You know?
Because you were 24.
I was 24. Yeah. She was 12. Never the same state or city. I was discussing something with her recently. I can't remember what it was.
Why do people assume?
Something about me in college. Something about me in college. And I said the year. And she said I was 8. And I the kids were around. I said, once again, did not know your mom. Different state. She was 8. I was 22.
Yeah, I was driving by the playground when I first saw her.
Yeah.
That's the problem with living in a town that doesn't have a very high migration rate.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, that you've known each other all your life.
And no, that'd be weird. Yeah, I was friends with her parents, and they were neighbors. That's creepy.
Oh, right. I used to push her on the swing.
Oh, man.
Hey, Petey, you like younger ladies. You've been with some younger ladies.
Yeah, so
you
wait.
And you didn't know them when they were that age?
No.
No, because that'd be weird. Yeah. But this guy, this R.R. Tolkien, that's a whole other guy.
Yeah, I think you're confused.
Did he write the Hobbit series?
Geek novels.
Yeah,
there.
This guy's got a big white beard and a hat. That's R.R. Tolkien. Who's the guy? H.H. Martin looks like this guy, too.
R.R.
Yeah, whatever.
H.R.R.
Whatever. Yeah. That dude. He cast her at 9 or 11.
Yeah, I've got two stories here. One says that she started when she was 11. The other says she started when she was 12.
All right.
If
she looks 12 on that show. When she's just a little kid on that show in the beginning. I did watch the first 3 seasons.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about the scene, so I typed in Maisie Williams nude.
And you can now because she's 22.
I think a lot of those are fake.
Do you? Now go to Mr. Skin. Oh, yeah. A lot of the, you can type in anybody nude, and there's a lot of holes.
Yeah,
still.
But they may have broken into her iCloud account.
You think? Oh, so you got some more?
They may have found some things.
I think they're fake.
Really?
Yeah.
Does she look like the girl in Mr. Skin? Because Mr. Skin is her body.
I don't believe.
There are some fake ones. There's some others where you go, huh, did that one actually get stolen?
I could be wrong, but I don't think she put to film any sex scenes with black guys.
What about anything solo for her boyfriend?
I don't know. It's an awfully good
both looking at the same
Photoshop.
So apparently both typed in at the same time. Oh, it's a video?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I'll check it out.
Oh, I didn't see video.
Craig just pantomimed something I want to see.
I just saw still pictures.
It wasn't quite as sexy when Craig did it.
It's kind of, though.
It is.
Not quite as sexy. So he's still saying it's kind of sexy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He still kind of likes it when you do it, Craig.
He held up his hairy old man hand. That was enough for me. I knew where he was going with that.
Skin doesn't have a lot.
Yeah, because that was her new debut.
Yeah, that was her debut.
Yeah,
okay.
He doesn't go on iCloud.
Yeah, he goes for stuff that's been on film.
Been on film.
Or on TV.
We can all see. Skin's not a perv.
No, he's not one of those hackers.
That's crazy.
He respects people's privacy and just plucks it off. Yeah, whatever's on the big screen.
Yeah, whatever you do.
Or the little screen.
Right.
Your work that has already been put out in public.
Yeah, you want people to see you nude, so he shares it with people. He's not a perv. I'd be wrong.
Yeah. Well, he is, but he's not a creep.
But there had to be a bunch of just, you know, geeks watching that. But once again, the show was a good show. I just bailed on it a while back. But I couldn't imagine what they were thinking. Ugh.
Yes, you could.
No, because she's plays like a little boy character. When she's little, she's a little boy kind of character. Mop top girl that runs around. It's really complicated. And now she's a grown woman, so I can see how they go, what the hell?
I think I saw our buddy Josh Wolf tweeting Sunday night or Monday, just kind of going, well, this is really awkward and weird. Yeah. And you know,
I don't know. Somebody said it's like seeing your niece naked.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was, I think that might have been Wolf.
Yeah, I think it was Josh.
And even that kind of creeped me out.
It's probably
just reading that. It's a great,
it's a great analogy for it, you know, somebody you've watched grow up on screen like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that video is real.
The one you showed me, the one you pantomimed?
Yeah.
Petey's looking at it. Look real?
I
know the actress pretty well. Does it look like her? Well, I can see you through the window. I see porn through Craig's eyes. I know.
Yeah, it doesn't seem plausible.
Leave it up,
but you never know.
We got a break coming up in about 30 seconds, so hold it.
Oh, yeah, right.
Pause.
Okay. I second that.
Now, those faked up porn videos, they have a name.
Deep fakes?
Deep fakes, yeah.
Well, a lot of times they find women that look just like the actress. It happens all the time.
I don't know if this is it.
We saw a Britney Spears one 5-10 years ago that looked exactly like Britney Spears, but wasn't.
Or they do an incredible Photoshop
job. The videos. We saw that Britney Spears video was an actress that just looked like a porn actress looked just like her, right? Okay.
So I don't know if that's her or not.
I wouldn't recognize that part. Not going to be able to tell from that space.
That's what you're pantomiming right there, Greg.
Yeah.
Stop it, man.
It is.
I got to come see that.
It was, yeah. See, it was pretty hot when I did that.
Yeah, it was, actually.
Wow. Plus, you'd have to really ask someone who knows her.
Does she make those facial expressions, right?
If that's real or not, because you wouldn't recognize her if she walked down the street with clothes on. Yeah, I didn't see as much of the video before as I did this time, and it seems a little implausible. So we'll see. Well, maybe Puss can get
people send stuff to the boyfriends now.
Right.
You know, ask Puss.
And she's this is someone else taking the... She's 22 in real life?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Oh, I guess there's a. We can play that if you want.
Yeah, but I only have the answer, so just go ahead and do a story.
Oh, well. Out of New Mexico, KOB4 reporting on 23-year-old Eusebio Padilla. Police pulled him over for allegedly riding a motorcycle without a license plate. They spotted a knife on Mr. Padilla. They patted him down. Then he was caught attempting to remove, quote, a baggie, end quote, from his rear end at some point during the traffic stop.
Did he have a whole motorcycle gear on?
No word on that.
Assless chaps, you could probably reach right in.
Well, they found 44 diamonds inside the bag.
And where was the bag?
Your rectum.
Yes, it fit.
He told officers he obtained the jewels from his uncle, not Cole.
Why was he afraid?
Who usually has stolen items.
Why did he just go reach for it? He's just busted for without a license plate. They're not going to check his ass.
Well, he also had the knife that they were.
Then they might know he checked his ass.
You don't know. He doesn't know what's happening after they find the knife on him.
Yeah.
So he takes the diamonds out of his ass and gets busted for that.
He should have said it was cold when I stuck it up there. Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Exactly.
I'm ready to go. So I don't get that. I think it was more of an excuse. Hey, whatever you do, don't check in my ass.
Yeah. Well, take the diamonds out of my ass.
Well, it would be even more amazing if it was cold to begin with. And there was so much pressure. We started manufacturing diamonds.
Open diamonds. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.